Okay, well, we move on. We're doing this live, by the way. We've got another story, which is also breaking as we speak, and I'm just literally reading it. Now, this is in relation to a story we just did about a British journalist who has been barred from entering Russia. Russia's foreign ministry has said that a British journalist who was denied entry into the country broke Russia media rules. Foreign minister said on Tuesday that the Guardian newspaper's Moscow correspondent Luke Harding repeatedly went into a zone in the north where Russia was carrying out a counter-terrorist operation. Lavrov said that this is Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, said no one revoked his visa, and ministry officials say he would have no problem getting into Russia if he settles his accreditation problems. But the Guardian tells voanews.com Russian authorities have annulled Harding's visa. They say officials put a blue stamp in it, which bars him from the country. The Guardian says it is baffled by the Russian explanation. British officials say Foreign Minister William Hague plans to bring up the Harding case when Lavrov arrives in Britain next week. Harding was on Monday said he was denied entry into Moscow after working out of London for the past 2 months. He said he was held in a cell at a Moscow airport for nearly an hour and then put on the plane back to Britain. Harding was reporting on leaked US government cables made public by WikiLeaks that were highly critical of the Russian government. Guardian editor-in-chief Alan Ruse-Bridger calls Harding's expulsion a very troubling development with serious implications for press freedom. He says Russia's treatment of journalists, both foreign and domestic, is a cause for great concern. Human rights and press freedom groups frequently express alarm at the treatment of journalists by Russian authorities. A story there from the Voice of America website, voanews.com. Russia says British journalist broke the rules. That's in response to criticism. Again, if you have any thoughts on any of the issues contained in this program, please feel free to get in touch. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. Thank you for listening.